Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I am Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing, now in its 10th anniversary edition. It is a book I wrote after I healed myself from cancer without using the medical model. No pills, no doctors, no fancy protocols of any kind. Merely shifts of consciousness. So today I wanted to talk about love. What's love got to do with healing? Because the two things are actually inseparable. We cannot heal our bodies if we do not love our bodies and if we do not love ourselves. We are not these physical bodies. We are the souls in the physical body. The grand, infinite, immortal beings of light and love that have incarnated into physical form via these bodies. We are not the body. The body is the container. It is a living intelligence in and of itself. Yet it is not who we are. The body simply takes the form of us. It takes the form of who we think we are. As grand souls, we come in and we have to interface with the physical form. While the body is in the womb, the soul is being weaved into the cellular structure through the 12 strands of DNA. And if the soul is able to fully weave itself into the DNA and stay there, health is the only option. However, since the fall of consciousness, humanity has not been able to maintain 12 active strands of DNA. We have gotten down to two strands, two physical strands. There are 10 non-physical strands. All of these strands are important. And if they are not all functioning, then the soul is not fully in the body. So there's a disconnect between the body and the soul. They're not fully enmeshed. And when the soul is not fully enmeshed in the body, there's some wobbling happening. When we look in the mirror and we see the body, we think we're looking at ourselves. We're not seeing ourselves. We can only feel ourselves. We can only be ourselves. We cannot see ourselves. We are seeing ourselves. And there is a great difference. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions are dictating how our cells respond. When we believe in aging. Aging has to occur. There is no other choice because the physical reality is being formed by our consciousness. And since birth, we have been birthed into an anti-life society. We have been birthed into a society where the government rules over humanity. We've been taught we have to follow the rules, pay your taxes, do this, go to school, listen to your teacher, listen to the preacher, listen to your doctors. We're not even allowed to listen to ourselves. We are not allowed as children to follow our own inner guidance. Drink that milk. I don't want to drink the milk. It doesn't make me feel good. I feel really icky after. Drink the milk. Okay. Subtle little things that seem like nothing are actually really big things. As children, we're not seen as grand beings of light. We're seen as empty vessels who don't know anything, who have no wisdom whatsoever and have to be taught all the rules. All of the rules overrule our own inner guidance. And every rule that we have to follow, every little bump and bruise from life, every trauma knocks the soul out of the body farther and farther. It brings us farther and farther away from the love and the light that we are. So when our body becomes distorted, when we have eating digestive problems, when we have heart problems, when we have, you know, arthritis and, you know, mobility problems, you know, all of these are reflections of who we think we are. They're reflections of how we are being in the body. The body is showing us every space that we have disconnected the body and the soul. Every place that the soul is missing from the body. Wherever the soul is missing from the body, there's a gap. And that gap, the body is going to show you the gap. And the gap is, I believe I'm not okay. I can't digest this. I'm not strong enough. There's something wrong with me. Oh no, I might die. Like, these are all gaps. These are all misperceptions. They're gaps in perception of who we are. We are these grand beings of light. We are infinite. We cannot die. So where the soul has been pushed out of the body by misperceptions, by traumas, by fear, by doubt, by guilt, by shame, by blame, by anger, all of these things push the soul out of the body. And where those tears occur, the body simply shows us. Lung issues, fear of death, arthritis issues, self-devaluation. I'm not strong enough. I'm not fast enough. I can't keep up. There's something wrong with me. I'm not enough. Heart issues, overwhelm. Oh my God, this is like, right? Every digestive issues. I can't swallow this. I can't digest what's going on here. The body is showing us where we are not being the grand beings of light we are. So in order to heal, we have to start loving ourselves and ourselves. Why? Because we are beings of light and love. Love is who and what we are by nature. Love is the fabric of our being, the fabric of our existence. This world around us teaches us to fear. Love and fear, opposite. As souls, there is nothing to fear in the physical realm. Nothing physical can harm us as souls. We are designed to live without fear. Being fearless doesn't mean being brave. It means living without fear, living as the divine design, as who we truly are. Who we truly are is naturally confident, secure, brave. Who we are is naturally without fear. But we live in a fear-based society. And every time we get knocked up against the, knocked in the head by society, trauma, drama, imminent danger, we start to lose a little bit of ourselves in these wounds. In order to heal the wounds, we have to love the wounds. We have to bring ourselves back into harmony with the truth of who we are. We are love itself, embodied in physical form. If we are unable to love ourselves and love the cellular structure we have been given, we cannot heal. It is impossible. Because healing happens when we are living in full resonance with the truth of who we are. When we are living in the truth of who we are love itself. We are fearless. We can live in perfect health, happiness, abundance. That's our birthright. It's the divine design. It is how God, Source, Creator, created it to be, that we live on this beautiful planet that is one massive ecosystem that thrives when left to its own devices, when everything acts in harmony with each other, when love prevails. When peace, harmony, the love of life itself prevails, health, happiness, peace, thriving are the only option. But when we live in fear and doubt and guilt and worry and shame and blame, dis-ease is the only option. Aging is the only option. In order for us to heal, we have to start to love ourselves. We have to stop fearing our bodies. We have to stop fearing aging. We have to stop fearing death. And we have to start loving ourselves and ourselves. Love is the most powerful medicine there is. It is far more powerful than any synthetic pill. Your body does not need pills. Your body needs you. Your body needs love. Your body needs you to love yourself back to health. Your body needs you to recognize who you are as a grand being of light. Your body needs for you to clear the amnesia. Your body needs for you to stop forgetting who you are. Your body needs you to see the brilliance, the radiance, the glory of you. And it needs you to embody the truth of who you are. This is the nature of healing. It does not come from a pill, and no one else can do it for you. You are the only one who can heal you. And it's by being willing to allow yourself to feel the love you are. Love is the answer. Love is the prescription. Are you willing to follow the prescription? Are you willing to love yourself and your body back to health? Are you willing to embody your divine design? Are you willing to recognize, recognize yourself as the grand being of light and love you are? I hope this was helpful. I'm Lisa Warner. I'm the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. If you would like to learn more, or if you'd like to work with me, I have many different ways, many new courses coming up. Please check my website, Connecting You to You, to find out what I am currently offering. Okay, hope you have a beautiful, hope you create for yourselves a beautiful day, because you can and because you are. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, be who you truly are. Love yourself back to health. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.